I know you have no make me tired. I know why no things they not clear. Oh, I just see some greens and some items to want in. See it, man a burn fire upon a leaders. Not know it full nine, not know it faders. Man a move like tailpipe and wavers. So we'll get to work together. See it, man a burn fire upon a leaders. No mutton, nah, no coal, nah, no pig, nah, no chattels. Man a move like tailpipe and wavers. Just be wise. Ice green and gold in a me pot. I stick with that, deny a man a yacht. Get me fire stick on me stone. Cause the man a bone a fire pan a meat and a bone. Well, I and I a bone, all bone soaker. We go against Stokey and Dunga King Boga. We tie your yard, you little fast food lover. Vegetable, you fi have dung in your party. I see my cause. Man a bone fire pan a deadass. Not no it full, nah, not no it faders. Man a move like tailpipe and wavers. So we don't get to work together. Sing out. Rasta man a burn fire pan a deadass. No fish nah, no beef nah, no mutton nah, no chatters. Man a move like tailpipe and wavers. So we don't get to work together. So as a Nazarene, man a feel it free. Do I no beef, no mutton nah, no sardine. Give me I test you and me brody. Me Isla do and me split feet. And when I add up the street, there is nothing in a Babylon for I. Cause I know eat up the meat, and I know sip up them sip cause I burn the meat. Man a burn fire pan a deadass. Not know it full nah, not know it faders. Man a move like tailpipe and wavers. So we no get to work together, oh Lord. Man a burn fire pan a deadass. No flesh nah, no beef nah, no fur nah, no faders. And I move like tailpipe and wavers. So we don't get to know together.
No he vist mai això, no he vist mai. Increïble, quina jugada, increïble, quina jugada. Messi, 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 però més i més i més, però més, però molt més, però molt més.
I'm Iniesta, Messi instant control, David Villa. Messi has gone on and he's onside here and it's Lionel Messi! Oh, just wide! And Percy has got in behind Gerard Piqué, he's got support from Ben, there it is! They just wouldn't take no for an answer. Henry, chance, goal! I'm loose, Morelos is there and scores again! And Liverpool, having lost Torres to Chelsea, having lost their talisman, may have found a new precious goal scorer.
Pellaroni! Allah, 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 يا مانشستر فيها بكرة القدم المثيرة التي تلعبها بالأداء الجماعي الخارق للعادة بعزف السيمفونيات الرائعة جدا بالعزف الانفرادي والعزف الجماعي والكرة الجميلة.
Welcome back. Hello, good morning, wherever you are. Welcome back today. Hope y'all had a happy Easter and how, you know, like everything went by great and y'all celebrated. I had a good time myself. I went to Monterey. I saw some lovely things in Monterey. There's just some weird creatures in the ocean and in the sea. So some weird water creatures out there. I had a lovely weekend. Hope the same for y'all. If you're tuned in, you're listening to The Kickoff. Welcome to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby on the studio. Every Monday, 7 till 8, on your radio.dominican.edu. A lot of contentious issues to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you tune in, do listen to all that we got today.
First and foremost, I'd like to let y'all know that Fabrice Muamba has just checked out of the hospital. So he's in a great shape and he recovered well, responded to medication well. I am so happy to hear that because of the fright that everybody had and all the condolences that everybody was sending that Fabrice Muamba family. So Fuchs, good. He's out of the hospital right now. So he's doing good. That is great. And before we could kick off today's show, there is a lot of contentious issues going on right now. First and foremost, with referees in the Premier League, referees in Spanish La Liga, and referees in the Champions League. So, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, the Champions League encounter between Barcelona and AC Milan. Of course, Barcelona won and they, you know, secure this spot in the semi-finals in the Champions League that are coming up on the 24th and the 17th of this month. So they're right in there. And it's unfortunate because I was just reading this article yesterday about this guy talking about why the referee shouldn't have given the spot penalty kick against AC Milan. So, I mean, reading the article, I was just like, that is what I was talking about in the first place. I've been talking about that the whole damn week. You know, some of my friends, I'm not going to mention them on the studio because they're tuned in, but some of my friends was like defending Barcelona and they just adamant. I mean, I know they're Barcelona fans, but, you know, if you're a true football fan, whether you like it or not, a foul that shouldn't be been given or a penalty, undeserved penalty, it's kind of unfortunate for AC Milan because I really felt it for him. You know, I really felt so bad. You understand what I'm saying? So the ball wasn't in play, like this guy is saying, and the FIFA rules is that, like, if a player infringes on the other while the ball is not in play, the referee is obligated to blow the whistle and to summon the two players who are having that confrontation and to actually let them know that that shouldn't be happening and they shouldn't be doing that. And if he sees them doing that again, then he's actually allowed to warn them or give them yellow cards. So that was like a harsh decision on part from the referee. Just what he did was really harsh to AC Milan, and he actually frustrated them because, I mean, who could have known how the game might have turned out? The score was 1-1, and just before halftime, like two really cheap penalties. I mean, come on, for crying out loud. Champions League is a very big affair to some teams. I mean, I take Champions League very heavily. And if a referee does that to my team, I wouldn't be happy at all. So that referee, like, kind of like, and I just, after the game, he was asked, like, do you think what you did was right? Like, after he looked at the replay and all that. And he was like, I'm not sure. Meaning, referees go, you know, to ref matches with a fixed mind. They know this is Barcelona and this is how they play. And whenever a player like Sergio Busquets go down, then definitely it's a penalty. Dude, I've been watching Barcelona games and this Sergio Busquets guy has won like a lot of penalties. Like, but if you see the way he goes down, it's so dramatic. And he goes down with minimal contact. Like, he hasn't been fouled or nothing like that, but he still goes down. So, I mean, I'm on the studio and I know what I'm talking about. If you know, I know what I'm saying. Barcelona be scoring or be receiving penalties, undeserved penalties. That is what happened when they played Real Zaragoza over the weekend. I mean, the one that game 4-1, Zaragoza was leading 1-0. And right now, Messi's scoring goals, a lot of penalty kicks, just like Cristiano Ronaldo. So all y'all Cristiano Ronaldo haters out there, just know that Messi is not better than Cristiano Ronaldo just because he's also scoring penalties like Cristiano Ronaldo. So, you know, just don't you be giving me that argument that, oh, Messi is scoring legit goals. Yeah, he's scoring legit goals, but he's also scoring a lot of penalties. So they're just the same and whatnot. And I'm not criticizing penalties because penalties is part of the game. If a player infringes on the other, if a spot kick is to be given, then that is what should go down. Speaking of referees and penalties, this guy called Tom Henning of Reb, he refed the game between Chelsea and Chelsea and Barcelona in the 2009 semifinals. So this guy, like right now, he still feels the heat that fans direct towards him. Because if y'all watch that game, you can go to YouTube and watch the replays, like whatever went down. The 2009 semifinals between Chelsea and Barcelona. So this guy is like, he still feels the heat. And he's very unpopular with some fans. And if y'all watch that game, there were some controversial penalties that the referee should have given. Drogba was brought down a couple of times. Nicolas Anelka was brought down a couple of times. But still, the referee did nothing. Like, it's as if it was decided by the IAAF that Barcelona was supposed to go through to the finals. So that game was very unfair for Chelsea. And they were just like knocked out biasly. They were supposed to progress, but they were just knocked out. It's just politics of the game. It shouldn't be happening, but ladies and gentlemen, it is what it is. That's what happened. I'm just telling it like it is. If you're tuned in right now, the show is The Kickoff. Yema Baby on the studio every Monday 7-8, only on radio.dominican.edu. If you don't know, right now Manchester United at 8 points clear on top of the English Premier League. So as things stand, seems like Manchester United are going to leave the backless Premier League for the 20th time. That is history in the making, folks. And I mean, Manchester City slipped, you know. They slipped against Arsenal. They played yesterday and Arsenal beat them 1-0. Courtesy of Mikel Arteta. It was a good goal, 25 yards shot. And, you know, Hart couldn't do nothing about it. So Manchester United are sitting on top of the Premier League with 79 points, followed by Manchester City with 71. Arsenal coming third with 61, followed by Tottenham, who got 59, and Chelsea at number 5 with 56. They tied on point, by the way, with Newcastle United, who also got 56. At the relegation zone, folks, it's still the same. You know, teams started doing so good, and you know, my heart goes out to them. But Wolves at number 20 with 22 points. Wigan Athletic at number 19 with 28. Blackman also at the relegation zone with 28. KPR just above the relegation zone. At the Spanish La Liga, Real Madrid dropped 2 crucial points, and right now Barcelona trailing Real Madrid by 4 points, which is not so good for Real Madrid. I mean, you know, Casillas has come out, Xavi has come out, I mean, everybody has come out, and you know, they've been saying that it's very risky, and they're not sure if Real Madrid is going to leave the Spanish La Liga. They keep on dropping points. Like, in 1 month, they've dropped like 6 crucial points. And I mean, if they still had that 10-point lead, right now the Spanish La Liga would have been wrapped up because there's only 6 games to go. I don't know what's going to happen, because anything pretty much can happen in football. But as the way things is going on right now, I would say that Barcelona are a real threat, you know, because they have that unrelenting spirit, and they're still fighting on, and that spirit is good. I mean, experience is what's up in football, especially in the last games. Experience wins you the league. That is what's going on with Manchester United right now. It's experience. I mean, the squad is not so good. They don't have that, you know, they don't have that strong bench. They don't have, you know, like prof- not professional. They have professional players, but they don't have that quality, the quality that Manchester City got. But what Manchester City lacks is discipline, is experience, is all that. They don't have all that. So Manchester United is using their experience really well. And Sir Alex Ferguson said that experience is going to win Manchester United the league. That is what all the other teams look. Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester City, and all them rest. So that is what distinguishes Manchester from the rest of the teams. So Barcelona, 75 points. Real Madrid, 79. Valencia come in third. Of course, they gave Real Madrid a very hard time at Santiago Bernabeu. They got 49 points. Dude, that is a wide gap. I mean, that says a lot about Spanish La Liga. There's just two giants. It's not the English, like, you know, the English Premier League where you got like four giants and they're all contesting for number one spot. Levante, 48 points. They're number four, followed by Malaga, who got 47. So at the relegation zone, the same, nothing changed there. Sporting Gijón, 25. Racing Santander, 25. Followed by Real Zaragoza, who got 28. Italian Serie A, nothing changed. No, of course, things changed at Italian Serie A. Juventus right now at the number one spot. They knocked AC Milan off the perch. So they got 65 points. Milan, 64. Lazio, 54. Udinese, number four with 51 points. At the relegation zone, folks, ain't nothing changed. It seems to me like, you know, the bottom team are not really working hard to move off the relegation zone. So Lecce at number 18 with 31 points, followed by Novara. They got 25, and Cesena got 20 points. That is below average. So folks, that is all, you know, that is at the table, all the table in the world major leagues, Spanish La Liga, Italian Serie A, and the English Premier League. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Situation so wrong, but babe, the love is so strong. Enough to love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone. To another girl's arms. Yeah, I'm gonna love you when you're here with me, and love you when you're gone. Situation so wrong, babe, the love is so strong. Enough to love you when you're here with me. I love you when you're gone into another girl's arms. Into another girl's arms.
She knows. She know me treat her better than her man. But she a worry about the millions. You love me for true, but certain things in life I say I want to do. Hey, so you send me need for you understand that you are made for a money man. But if you can't love me now, don't love me later. When my later is much greater, it only proves that you love the paper, my paper. If you can't love me now, when my later is much greater, come in, no one, no impersonator for my paper. Girl, do you love me or do you love him? Who introduced you to kissing and hugging
me,
and gentle rubbing
me,
and sexy touching
me?
Admit it, girl, I'm giving you the proper loving. All the thing is that you rich on me. It shouldn't be because I'm only make you switch from me. Cause if you leave, girl, nobody come back. Because my heart don't offer you no other comfort. So if you can't love me now, don't love me later. When my later is much greater, it only proves that you love the paper, my paper. If you can't love me now,
But that no mean to you for sell your soul for vanity, no. Bright lights, fast cars at the city, aye. And the fast lane make you lose your sanity. But me can't believe you sell yourself so short. To get the money you will make, man, break your past. But
you up.
And your life make your choice because me now make you break my heart, no. If you can't love me now, don't love me later. When my later is much greater, it only proves that you love the paper, my paper. If you can't love me now, don't love me later. When my later is much greater, come in, no one, no impersonator. I'm a paper. No, if you can't love me now.
Yay, welcome back. So, still on the Premier, still on the Champions League. Just remember, if you got anything that you feel like you want to share, just remember you can call the studio live and I'm going to pick up your call. The station's number is 415-482-3587. So remember, you can call in the studio and you can share whatever it is that you feel like you want to share. 415-482-3587. Champions League. Michel Platini right now is thinking about scrapping the Europa League in favor of extending the Champions League. So here's the deal, folks. Y'all know the Europa League, like teams that really don't qualify for the Champions League, teams, you know, like teams in the Premier League are from number 5, number 6, and number 7. They all go to Europa League. So it's like the understudy of the Champions League. So he's thinking of scrapping that, get Europa League, so that he can increase the number of teams in the Champions League. First of all, let me just say that big teams like Barcelona, Manchester United, Chelsea, AC Milan, Real Madrid, like, how would you classify, or how would you, like, come up with games? Like, I don't understand the deal with this guy. And I've been seeing a lot of fans commenting on that particular subject, or about what Michel Platini is planning to do. Michel Platini is the UEFA president, folks, if you don't know. He's the UEFA president. And remember, y'all had it from the kickoff, ain't no other station or ain't no other show that makes you inform like this right here. So this is the real deal, folks. Right here. So he says that he's going to do that. I mean, he's running UEFA, or he's running it like it's his, I don't know, like his, it's his household or business, or like he don't think about the shareholders, he don't think about the fans, he don't think about the teams. First of all, the teams will be very fatigued, like increasing the number of games. So 64 teams in the Champions League, that would take a whole while to actually, you know, get it over and down with, because there's Premier League, there is, like, you know, there's domestic leagues that go on. There's a lot of them. So sometimes players be tired of just fatigue, and that move by Michel Platini, I mean, apparently no fan and no club like him. So, I mean, here from the studio, I don't like it either, you know, just because whenever you come out with something important like that, I mean, you gotta ask, you gotta do research, you gotta do a survey first of all, and see the people's feelings, see what people like me, what people like Yema Baby have to say about that, because I got a lot invested in football. Anyways, apart from that, Mourinho thinks that Barcelona are in the finals. He thinks that's what he said. He came out, called out a press conference and said, I think Barcelona are in the final. The reason why he thinks that, of course, is whatever happened at AC Milan. Y'all remember what I said, like, when the show was starting about Barcelona receiving unwarranted penalties. Y'all remember that? So he thinks that Barcelona are in the finals. And personally, myself, I'm obliged to think the same way like Mourinho, because, I mean, he's played them on a dozen times. He's played them when he was at Chelsea, at Inter Milan, and all the other clubs. And, I mean, he's experienced whatever it is that, you know, referee do when you play in Barcelona. So it's funny because right now there's, like, mind games going on in La Liga right now. And Guardiola came out. Guardiola, Barcelona coach, he came out and told Mourinho that, "I can only thank Mourinho for the confidence that he has in me and my Barcelona." it's a pretty wise thing to do, you know. I mean, what you gotta do? It's not like he's going out there and verbally attacking somebody. It ain't like that. So it's a really smart move by Gajala. So the media is really on, just, you know, on Mourinho's tail and Gajala's tail. They just want to hear what they gotta say. You know, all these mind games, man. I mean, mind games is just so, you know, interesting. And he makes the spot very intense. Makes you, like, look forward to the coming games and whatnot. So that's, you know, that's that about Gajola and Mourinho. I mean, I really hope we're going to see who's going to emerge the best, of course, because La Liga is still up for grabs. Champions League still up for grabs. And, I mean, a final between Real Madrid and Barcelona in the Champions League, dude, that would be killer, dude. Like, that really needs a guy. That really needs a strong referee. Like Colina, folks. Y'all remember Colina? He ref, like, the World Cup a dozen times. Unfortunately, he retired, but that particular game need referee like that. The referee who don't twitch and who don't badge, who don't get influenced by money and crybabies, like crying on the field like Sergio Vasquez, just going down and crying and being so melodramatic like a little girl or something like that. Now, I'm not offending girls, but I'm just saying. Anyways, Manchester City right now. Oh, Michel, like, dude. So this guy Mancini, I don't understand, man. Like, he got this attitude. So sometimes he just goes to the press conference and just say stuff that he shouldn't be saying. If you're a football coach, by the way, if you're tuned in right now and you know you got a little team that you're coaching right there, just know that it takes a lot to manage and coach a team. It's not just like a walk in the park or like anybody can just coach a team. It takes qualities. Dude, you got to have those qualities. First of all, you got to be good at the game and you got to understand what's going on. You know, you got to have experience, folks. That's what I'm talking about. Experience. So Mancini. I mean, I'm so wrapped up with Michel Platini because of what he's planning to do, which is not good. So Mancini, right after the Arsenal game, he say that he thinks that Manchester City is going to sell Mario Balotelli. So Mario Balotelli received a red card on that encounter. It wasn't so good. I wasn't so happy about it. And because, I mean, it's simple. I love Balotelli. I think that he does. I mean, I think that Balotelli is a genius. But folks, be frustrating Balotelli. This guy called Rodney Mash, and a lot of football commentators who were commentating on that game, all of them football analysts, like, I don't understand what they all need to chill out, you know, relax. Everybody is attacking Mario Balotelli right now because of the red card he received, and everybody thinks that Balotelli is the reason why Manchester City lost. Nah, hell no, that is not the reason why Manchester City lost the game. Manchester City lost the game because they were not playing as a unit, first of all. Their defense was crap yesterday. They was not attacking the way they were supposed to. Sergio Aguero wasn't doing nothing. The midfield was crappy. Like, I can name a billion things that went wrong against Manchester City. And that was actually their worst performance that, you know, above all, like, since the season started, that is the worst performance. That's the worst performance, folks. You know, the possession was like 68 to 32. It's never happened to that. They had like five shots on goal, three off target and two on target. Arsenal had like 15 shots on goal. So, I mean, it goes without saying that Arsenal really outclassed them, and they really played better than them, and they deserve the win. So, you know, Arteta, of course, like, hit the woodwork like one time, and the score wasn't supposed to be 1-0, but that's what happened. The score was 1-0. So back to what I was talking about. I'm talking about these guys, everybody that's talking ill about Mario Balotelli. Y'all need to chill out. Everybody's just, I mean, I'm inclined to think that everybody's just mad because this guy is getting paid. That's why everybody's mad. because the guy is on the press, and the England press, by the way, I don't know what's the deal with them, because they're frustrating Mario Balotelli. They was frustrating Luis Suarez. He was like, dude, I think I'm going to move out of the Premier League. I think I'm going to transfer. So players, I mean, look at it from this perspective. If you're a player from the English national team, then they go easy on you. If you do something wrong, they don't highlight it. They don't like bring it, like they don't rub it in. They don't feature it in on every tabloid. They don't talk about it on every TV show. They don't do none of that. So if Mario Balotelli does one thing wrong, everybody's talking about it, and it's going to be news for ages. If he does something right on the field, like when he scored 2 goals against KPR, nobody talks about that. If he takes a spot kick, like in a fashionable way, like in a good way, in a unique way, nobody talks about that. So I don't know what's the deal with all these folks, but they frustrating my man. They really doing it. They need to stop, because I mean, I don't know if Balotelli is gonna be there for like the next two seasons. I don't know, I'm just speculating, but from the way things is going, from the way Mancini is acting right now, I mean, I'm inclined to think that he's gonna leave. So right after the game, he said that Manchester City are going to sell Balotelli. Why would you do that if you're a respective coach? If, you know, why would you do that? Because that is like, you don't just yip and yap. I mean, you don't succumb and you don't fold to the press asking questions. And this is what I'm saying when I say press is frustrating Balotelli, because whenever Mancini goes to a press conference, they will always talk about Balotelli, regardless of what he did, whether he did something good or something wrong. So they lead him on, and Mancini is just falling for it. You know, they be like, yo, what do you think about Mario Balotelli? And he'd be like, oh, I think I don't trust that guy. I'm not going to give him games. But he still does give him games. Oh, this is what Mario Balotelli did. So y'all remember what he did, the record? I think Manchester City should sell him. That's what they be talking. That's what he be saying. That's what he said yesterday at the press conference. That is not a respectable way to treat a player, especially if you're his senior. It is not. I mean, you don't deserve my respect if you treat Balotelli like that. Sure as hell, Balotelli don't deserve to give you respect if you treat him like that, you know? Y'all need to be responsible, coaches out there. I was just bringing that up so that I can let you know that that is not a desirable way to treat a player. Still at Manchester City, after the loss, they be like, yo, we need to find some real reinforcement. We need to buy more players. Dude, you need to buy more players? Get serious with me right now. I don't understand what you're saying. All that talent and you still say that you need more players? How? I don't understand. How? Dude, if you give Sir Alex Ferguson that team, he's going to transform it into a winning trophy team. I'm not even talking about Ferguson. Ferguson is way up there. If you give Giggs or Scholes, that Manchester City, the present Manchester City club, they're going to transform it into a winning side. I sure as hell believe what I'm saying right now, you know? So all that talent, look at the bench, look at all the names, look at Sergio Aguero, look at Nursery, look at Silva, look at Pizarro, look at Mario Balotelli, look at Yaya Toure, look at Kolo Toure, look at everybody, and you're still thinking about reinforcements? Arsenal fans had a banner that says money cannot buy class on that game. During that game, they said money cannot buy class, and that is for real, dude. Money don't buy class. So all these Manchester City club thinking that they can buy a game or they can buy trophies, or, you know, investing millions and millions of dollars and pounds in world, you know, in best players in the world, they think that they can win trophies. It ain't like that. You gotta play as a unit, you know, you gotta play as a team. It takes a lot to win a trophy. It's not about mixing all these patches of football stars and thinking that all is going to go well. It ain't like that. Look at Manchester United. They're sitting on the top of the Premier League. They don't got none of that. You know what I'm saying? So after that game, apparently there was like some heated argument and I don't know if blows were exchanged, but at Manchester City, the locker room, I mean, there was some, you know, verbal exchanges and, you know, there was just some bad stuff. I don't know between who and who, but apparently there was. So Manchester City, they've denied that there was no bad stuff with Balotelli, but, you know, that's what rumors be saying. This is not a station of rumors, by the way, folks. If you tune in, you listen to the kickoff. Yeah, my baby in the studio every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio.dominican.edu. Still at Manchester City. Manchester City, like Yaya Toure. Y'all know Yaya Toure, right? He's thinking about taking a break from international soccer so that he can concentrate more on Manchester City. And he says that he feels like his 6 weeks absent, like during the African Cup of Nations, really dented Manchester City's hope of lifting the Premier League. Are you kidding me right now? Dude, a lot of players be like dreaming of that moment where they can represent their country. And here's Yaya Toure, who's a professional footballer, thinking of taking a break from international soccer. Ivory Coast, he's an Ivory Coast national. He's you know, come from Drago's country. But he's thinking of taking a break from playing for his country so he can play for Manchester City. What do y'all think out there? I think that is damn stupid. Yeah, I called it. I said it as it is. I think that's stupid. You know? Why would you give up representing your country so that you can represent your club? Is it because of the money? By the way, he's one of the most paid African players in the Premier League. He has like £200,000, 200 sterling pounds a week. I'm not talking about monthly, dude. I'm talking about week's wages, 200,000. So is it because of that? Is it because of the money? Who has this guy been talking to? Dude, I mean, he needs a reality slap. No, I'm not violent, but I'm just saying he needs a reality check, this guy. I mean, that is stupid, according to me, man. I don't even want to talk about that no more because it just gets on my nerve. Remember, if you got your opinion, this is just my opinion. If you got yours, you can call the station right now at 415-482-3587. That's the studio's number. So if you got any contentious issue that you feel like you want to share, that's the studio's number. You can call it. Arsene Wenger right now just put a stop to Manchester City poaching, and he says that Manchester City need to really, really watch themselves, and he's not going to sell no more players to them. So Manchester City has been poaching players from Arsenal. They've poached Gael Clichy. They've poached Emmanuel Adebayor. They've poached Nasri, who was the recent player to be poached by them. They poached Vieira, who's like their director of football right now. They poached Kolo Touré, who's like their defender right now. So they've been poaching players. And Mancini, or Manchester City as a whole, they got their eyes on Robin Van Persie. Now, if Robin Van Persie goes to Manchester City, dude, I would not want to see that. That would be detrimental. That would, you know, like Arsenal would actually go to the relegation zone. They would actually be knocked down there. If, you know, RVP is the team, is Arsenal right now. I don't see anybody better than him. He's Arsenal. And if he goes to Manchester City, then clubs like Manchester United got a whole bunch of things to worry about. You know, that would be, dude, they would be like so strong. And I mean, I can't even think about it. So we're going to pay some more bills. If you're tuned in, remember, you was listening to the kickoff. Yeah, my baby right here every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio.dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back.
Don't make them class you. Don't make them discuss you. Them are the CMC man. One want you.
Them are the same, same man when want you.
Yeah, yeah. No, y'all are no war. Nuff of them just love much more. On the bed, on the wall, on the floor. Me nah this no girl. Me nah go box, nah kick no girl. For sure, if me want the girl, them tear on me door. Me we never call a young lady whore. Them just want to explore. So send me 1,000 or more. Yeah. Yeah, me them style you and call you prostitute. Girl, your body good and you know that's the truth. Girl, your body good and you know that's the truth. Nothing no wrong, girl, if you love blow the flow. Girl, you more experienced than them.
Finishing line, you reach down, kill and span them. The way she whine, pan the sitting of lean and span them. You're not afraid for release your problem.
No, girl, I don't know war. Enough of them just love much more. On the bed, on the wall, on the floor. Me nah this no girl. Me nah go box, nah kick no girl.
For sure, if me want the girl, them tear on me door.
Me we never call a young lady whore. Them just want to explore. So send me 1,000 or more.
All right then, me nah discriminate. Me love the girl, them a fi me straight.
No, girl nah get eliminated. Because all of the girl, them a fi go be fi me date. Girl a pint out, girl say you nah see me mate. Girl straight, no question, nothing fi debate. Woman, just make a step cross fi me gate. Because a long time me and you fi affiliate.
No, girl I don't know whore. Enough of them just love much more.
On the bed, on the wall, on the floor. Me nah this no girl. Me nah go box, nah kick no girl.
For sure, me want the girl, them tear on me door.
Me we never call a young lady whore. Them just want to explore. So send me 1,000 or more.
Yeah. Yeah, make them style you and call you prostitute. Girl, your body good and you know that's the truth. Girl, your body good and you know that's the truth. Nothing no wrong, girl, if you love blow the floor.
Girl, you more experienced than
them. Finishing line, you reach down, kill and span them. The way she whine, pan the sitting of lean and span them. You're not afraid for release your problem.
No, girl, I don't know why. She a good ass. Me no care when nobody wants to say.
Yeah, no make them class you. No make them discuss you. Them are the same, same man when want you. Them are the same, same man when want you.
Yeah, yeah. No, girl, I don't know whore. No for them just fuck much more. On the bed, on the wall, on the floor. Me nah this no girl. Me nah go box, nah kick no girl.
For sure, me want the girl, them tear down me door.
We never call a young lady whore. Them just want to explore. So send me 1,000 or more.
Yeah. Yeah, make them style you and call you prostitute. Girl, your body good and you know that's the truth.
Sit down on a cocky, yeah, that's the root.
Nothing no wrong, girl, if you love blow the flow. Girl, you more experienced than
them. Finishing line, you reach down, kill and span them. The way she whine, pan the sitting of lean and span them. You're not afraid for release your problem.
No, girl, I don't know whore. Enough of them just fuck much more. On the bed, on the wall, on the floor. Me nah this no girl. Me nah go box, nah kick no girl.
For sure, me want the girl, them tear down me door.
Me we never call a young lady whore. Them just want to explore. So send me 1,000.
Yeah, I miss the mind games. That is what Wenger is saying. He missed the mind games. So, y'all remember what the mind games between Sir Alex Ferguson, Rob Benitez, Mourinho, Wenger. So Wenger misses the mind games that he used, you know, to play with Sir Alex Ferguson. You know, he missed the title mind games because he's not there. He's not on top there. So he's saying, he's revealed, and he's come out, you know, publicly and saying that, you know, psychological welfare at the top of the Premier League, even though it's overhyped by the press, I miss that. And he feels like he's been underperforming for all these seasons. So, I mean, he's just one advice I would give Wenger myself. He needs to recruit, he needs to find experience, and he needs to find professional players who can actually make things happen at Arsenal. Yeah, you know, sitting back and, you know, calling the press conference and saying you missed the psychological warfare and, you know, the mind games in the Premier League, that's not going to get you nowhere. That's not going to lift you trophies, you know. So we need to wipe up the dust in the Arsenal trophies cabinet because it's been trophyless for like 8 seasons now. They've been trophyless for 8 seasons. And next season is going to be the 9th season that they're going to be trophyless. So we need to do something about it. And me as a staunch fan, I'm not an Arsenal fan, but me as a fan, I got friends. I got a lot of friends who support Arsenal. So me as one of their friends who think that they should be happy because a lot of them, you know, sometimes go, you know, suffer like heart attack and stress because some people actually call Arsenal the team of heart attacks. But I'm just saying that me as their friend, I'd be thinking like we need to recruit and we need to be doing something in order to lift, you know, single trophy, in order just to kind of make our cabinet or trophy cabinet just shine for you know, it's been long overdue. It's time to make that happen right now. Alex Ferguson thinks that Manchester United is disciplined just because of the experience that's on the team. So he says that players like Giggs, Scholes, and Rio Ferdinand and Patrice Evra really instill discipline in the team. That is the reason why you don't never see like on-pitch arguments between teammates at Manchester United. And he actually came out publicly and said that at Manchester United, on-pitch argument is forbidden. If you do that, that means you're either going to be sold to another club or you're going to be sitting on the bench until you learn your manners. That is actually nice. It's a system that's working out, you know? I mean, players be undisciplined, like players be fighting on the pitch and it's not a good show. It's not a good picture for all the fans out there, you know? I mean, we pay our money. We pay a lot of, dude, to get a ticket just to go see one match, it's actually a lot of money. You got to fork out a lot of money, you know? So to fork up a lot of money and then go out there and actually see the team that you're supporting, that the players fighting on the pitch, it's not a good sight. Like, I don't ever want to see that at Manchester United. I mean, unfortunately for the rest of the other teams, it's been so frequently happening at Manchester City. I've seen it happening at Arsenal too. I've seen it happen at Chelsea, Drogba and you know, that guy. So that really is a system that is working at Manchester United, and it's a good system. So all the other teams actually need to adapt that. No player at Manchester United is bigger than the club, and if you start developing an attitude, then that definitely, you know, means that you're gonna have problems with the coach. The coach is going to either, you know, forward a recommendation to the board of the club to actually sell you, or you're not gonna be featuring, like, you know, as usual as you'd like to. So, I mean, Roy Keane started having that attitude. Y'all know what happened. He was kicked out, you know. Jabstam, I've had that attitude. He was kicked out. Eric Cantona, the same. He was kicked out. Regardless of the status, regardless of how good you are, no player is bigger than the club. And that is why no player at Manchester United is calling the shots. Players at Chelsea are calling the shots. That is why coaches, you know, be fired like all the goddamn time. They be told like, yo, you need to pack up, you need to leave, or you got this, if you don't win this game, you know. So players be like, you know, going at the back of the coach, at the back of the, you know, at the back, and they be like, you know, talking, you know, smack and stuff like that. So apparently that doesn't go down at the Red Devils club. So here's the deal, yo. Cristiano Ronaldo was bought with the money paid to buy Cristiano Ronaldo when he was 12 years, 22,500 euros. That is what Cristiano Ronaldo cost. That is what Sporting Lisbon paid for Cristiano Ronaldo. So, mentally, they are president at Sporting Lisbon right now. There is a book that is out, by the way, and the title of the book is called, The Obsession for Perfection. That is the title of the book. So y'all need to check that out. It's about the life of Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo is the man, folks. He's the man. So he was mentally indestructible when he was 12 years old. Mentally indestructible when he was 12, folks. That is, dude, that says a lot about a player, you know. So Cristiano Ronaldo, like, used to, you know, like, he came, or he, you know, when he went for trials at Sporting Lisbon, he did whatever not any other player or any other usual player could do. at 12 years old. That is why he was bought. And he came off the Rams and he really, like, you know, featured in Sporting Lisbon. That is why Manchester United bought him in the first place. That is why he's the world's most expensive player, you know, because he's always obsessed with perfection. I have read parts of the book. Yeah, I need to read, you know, read that book. If you love Cristiano Ronaldo out there, holla, Viva Madrid, check out that book. Messi has reached 60 goals for Barcelona this season. So he scored a double, like I said a while in the beginning of the show. He scored one penalty. I'm not going to forget to say that. One penalty, which was like, seemed to me like a fake penalty. It was like an offside penalty. And still, there was like given the penalty. So he scored two against Zaragoza. And right now, he got 60 goals for Barcelona. Messi is like, you know, still breaking records and stuff. So he's just within like a touching distance of Gerd Müller's record. And I think he's going to break that record. He's going to break it. I mean, Messi keeps scoring. And I mean, it seems to me like ain't nobody out there to shut Messi down, you know. So this guy called Ibrahimovic, he had like a one season stint at Barcelona. And he left. Apparently, he wasn't happy when he left. I mean, the circumstances that he left with weren't like on a happy basis when he was sold to AC Milan. So what happened was that, since, like, according to Ibrahimovic, he says that Pep Guardiola had problems with him, and Pep Guardiola couldn't face him as a man and tell him what the problem was. So he kept, like, you know, asking, like, Guardiola, like, yo, dude, he's me. And I'd be asking, like, what's my problem? Like, what's the problem that you got with me? Why I'm that? Why am I not featuring? Why I'm not? I mean, am I not playing as regular as I would like to? Why am I getting? Am I not getting first team football? And apparently, according to him, Guardiola wasn't giving him no answers. But Guardiola had, like, you know, a bastard every now and then with him. And like, he didn't used to like Ibrahimovic. And Ibrahimovic, like, keeps attacking him, kind of. And, you know, recently, or, you know, this past weekend, he said that he acted more like a man. He acted like a man leaving Barcelona, but Guardiola did not act like a man. So, I don't know, you know, some fans out there think that Ibrahimovic be complaining too much. I think the same, because that is like a few years back. Yani, you've moved on. Right now, you've won trophy. You won trophy with Barcelona, but you're also winning trophies with AC Milan. And there's just, you know, there comes a time when we have to move on, you know, and we just forget about whatever happened at the previous club that you was at and concentrate on your new club. Why are you talking smack about your past coach? You never know, you could be reunited. And the way football is, like, players and coaches be reunited all the time. Cristiano Ronaldo, when he was at Manchester United, Mourinho used to criticize the crap out of Cristiano Ronaldo. He was like, yo, Ronaldo is a diver. Oh, I don't like Ronaldo. Oh, I think he's too much. Oh, I don't know. You know, but right now, he's Cristiano Ronaldo's manager. He's the coach for Cristiano Ronaldo. So, he doesn't say what he used to say, that Cristiano Ronaldo is a diver. Right now, he's like, Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player in the world, you know? So all this are just mind games. All these are just mind games that are meant to kind of frustrate somebody one way or the other. So, you know, my advice to Ibrahimovic would be like, yo, dude, shut up and concentrate on your game. Concentrate on improving your football and becoming like, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Messi. You know, concentrate on your game. Don't be talking smack about other teams while you got, you know, a load of tasks with your own team. When Lampard said, I got unfinished business with Barcelona. So if you didn't know, the teams that qualified for the Champions League semi-finals: Barcelona, Chelsea, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich. So, Barcelona is going to play Chelsea, and Real Madrid is going to take on Bayern Munich. Those are great games. Those are great games. They're coming up on the 17th and the 24th of this month. So y'all really need to check out those games, man. I mean, I hope it's going to be like, you know, live up to people's expectations, because guys can't wait to get in now for Champions League. I personally can't wait. So Lampard says that he got unfinished business with Chelsea. And the reason why Lampard is saying that was because of whatever happened. 2009 Champions League semifinals. They was denied like three or two different penalties. That was legit. So, I mean, he can't wait for that, you know. And I can just guess like the agitation or the excitement or the revenge mode that he's in right now. I mean, the whole Chelsea team, you know. And I don't know how they're going to fare against Barcelona, because Barcelona are they're a pretty strong team, you know. I mean, right now they're kind of the best team in the world, and I don't see any team that can, you know, stop him right now. But I think, you know, you never know, it's football. I mean, Chelsea might step up. Drogba, my man, might, you know, actually do something the way he always does something. So we wait to see how that's going to turn out. And, you know, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm thinking that, you know, the referee that also need to ref that game, it's going to be a referee that's actually, you know, also like, you know, very qualified. Not a referee that's going to be like, you know, forging or be sucked into the drama, or, you know, just needs a man of their word. Not a man who's going to be bought. Like, I don't know, but some people actually have that mindset that some referees are being paid to actually, you know, influence results. Yo, folks, that's it, you know. So that's that for the Champions League. Yo, if you get back, I'm going to let y'all know whatever's coming up. But in the Premier League, the Spanish La Liga, and the Italian Serie A. If you're tuned in right now, you remember you've been listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby, right here. Every Monday, 7 till 8, on your radio, dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere, folks. Team Kickoff forever. And a girl can't tear it off. You want to wash that face, you with me, it off. Cute miss a mash up the place. You with me? So you know to bleach out your face. You with me? And you know you not left your mate. You with me? Let the monkey them go and trace. Ha! It's her glow, uh-huh. The girl can tear it off. And it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off. And it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off. And it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off. And it's in clean. Get your crew, meet my crew, rendezvous. Now we rolling at fast two again. Sean Paul, Cadillac out front, we smoking dubs, doing some crazy stunts again. If you're gonna drive, don't get drunk like no punk. You end up on a jello punk. Shoot now! All girls come up front, right up front. You want them with the fattest clump. Dash, I do you up my you key key. You with me? Tell me if you want go on the street. You with me? Not Coast, young or OG. You with me? You with me? Come on! It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off, and it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off, and it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off, and it's in clean, no great fish show it off. It's her clothes, the girl can tear it off, and it's in clean. Hey, up the van. Know some boy up to you now. Hey, hey, yo, 21, represent. Hey, Jeremy. Let them know this. Yeah. This thing right here, make up to stop and stare. And this thing right here, go click, click, clack, clack. Click, click, my you, no push it. You want my friend to make you drop asleep, you, no push it. You feel chest pains for your week, you, no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we gas it, yes, light it, like fun it, on push it, no push it. You want my friend to make you drop asleep, you, no push it. You feel chest pains for your week, no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we gas it, yes, light it, yeah, fun it, on push it. So you wanna take my cheese, like you never know we carries feel like tea. May God bless you every time your mother sneeze. Now your people pray, pass it, fall to your knees, let me please. You,
must go down, underground. Man say y'all ain't a team talk. Keep up with off him, never did run. Now what feel about, song gets sung. Ain't no fun, life just done. Eat a bottle when the bell gets fun. So I eat a boo and so when I'm done.
No push it. Push it on my friend, the minute you drop asleep, you no push it. Push it. You feel chest pains for your week, you no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we gas gas. Light it, light it, funny, funny. Push, no push it. You want my friend, the minute you drop asleep, you no push it. You feel chest pains for your week, no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we gas gas. Light it, funny, push it. Yo, chest pain, legs pain, absolutely. Dead game, dead game. Try to shoot me, insane this game. You salute me.
My youth, me love your family.
But now watch that.
If you diss me, a tragedy.
You catch that?
Who was up your life in front of me?
But snatch that.
My youth, no push it. You want my friend to make you drop asleep, you no push it. Let you me feel chest pains for your week, you no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we just
yes, it, light it, light it, burn it, man, push it,
no push it. You want my friend to make you drop asleep, you no push it. You feel chest pains for your week, no push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep, but we just
yes, it, light it, burn it, man, push it.
So you wanna tell my cheese, like you never know we carry steel like these. May God bless you every time your mother sneeze. Now you feel free, pray, fussy, fall to your knees. Beg me please. You must go down underground. Man see girl and a long tip tongue. If I without him never did run. Don't walk in a song get sung. Ain't no fun. Life just done. Eat what I low when the bag gets fun. So I eat the book. But I'm done.
My you no push it. You want my friend that make you drop asleep. You no push it. You feel chest pains for your week. No push it. Me and my colleagues roll deep. But we just
light it, light it,
burn it. No push it. You want my friend that make you drop asleep. You no push it. Feel chest pains for your week.
So today, Monday 9th, Aston Villa is taking on Stoke City at Villa Park. That is happening today at what time is that? That is at 3. And also Fulham is taking on Chelsea tonight. Yeah, so they didn't play over the weekend, so they're playing tonight. And over the weekend, Newcastle is going to be taking on not over the weekend still, but Newcastle is taking on Bolton on the 9th, Tottenham on Norwich, Everton is taking on Sunderland, Aston Villa versus Stoke, and you know I just told you about Fulham versus Chelsea. On Tuesday, Blackburn is going to take on Liverpool, and on Wednesday, Manchester City is going to take on West Brom. Wigan versus Manchester United. That's a crucial game because Wigan is fighting for relegation, and Manchester United is fighting for the 20th Premier League. Wolverhampton is going to take on Arsenal. KPR against Swansea on Saturday. Norwich is going to play Man City. Sunderland against Wolverhampton. Swansea against Blackburn. West Brom against KPR on Sunday. Manchester United against Aston Villa. Wigan, the day after that on Monday, Arsenal is going to be playing against Wigan. Yeah, and on the Spanish La Liga, today Malaga is playing Racing Santander. And on Tuesday, Osasuna is going to be against Espanyol, Real Sociedad against Real Betis, Barcelona against Getafe, and on Wednesday, Granada against Atletico Bilbao. Sporting Gijon is going to play Levante. Valencia is going to play Rayo Vallecano, and Atletico Madrid is going to play Real Madrid. And on Thursday, Osasuna is going to be against Espanyol, Real Sociedad against Real Betis, and Sevilla against Zaragoza, Racing Santander against Mallorca, and Villarreal against Malaga. On Saturday, the 14th, Real Madrid against Sporting Gijon, Barcelona against Levante, and on Sunday, Espanyol, Valencia, Real Betis, Osasuna, Malaga against Real Sociedad, Villarreal against Racing Santander, Real Zaragoza against Granada FC, Atletico Bilbao against Mallorca, and Rayo Vallecano against Atletico Madrid. If you were tuned in, just remember you was listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby, on the studio every Monday 7 till 8 on your radio.dominican.edu. Now, before I leave the studio, I got a few shout outs to give to my number one fans. First and foremost, Samuel Manyanki, Pamela Nyango, Ted Nyoima. My grandma is actually tuning in, Danny Esther, and Stellar, my number one fan, Fritz, Domingo, Michael Mitsumuri, and everybody else. I mean, if I forgot to say your name, just remember to tune in next Monday, and I'm going to give you a shout out. It's been real. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. It's been real. And remember, no station does it better than Dominican Radio, and no station or no show gives it to y'all. Gives it to you like it is, like the kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Stay blessed. Have a happy week.
Sang me a go sing. Mo want your piano like build there, phone build there, the water build there. Mo want put on a hairstyle there, the shoes there match with the blouse there. The rent for pay by Friday, and the nails are be done by Saturday. You say you are the realest man out there, so put your money where your mouth there. Yes, Empress Divine. Every time I'm looking at your face, you make my world a brighter place. Yeah. And your majesty and grace, I help me through the right ways.
Joy in your eyes, can I see no tears? Love is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me, I will be there, my dear, I swear.
There is no faking, no heartbreaking. Like a volcano, this a true love is shaking, yeah. In tender caring, we are partaking.
Woman, me feel say big things in all the making, yeah.
Intoxication of a certain kind, yeah. I will admit that you suit my mind, yeah. Palpitation of another kind.
Don't fast forward, baby, just rewind, yeah.
Joy in your eyes, can I see no tears? Love is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there, my.
In your eyes, then I see no fear. Joy is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there, my dear, I swear.
No mistaking in everything you do, and I will always be a part of you. Judge our majors, and he will see us true. Our son forever, baby, God, this love is true. I've been searching for the longest time. I'm almost giving up, never thought I would find. Too many roses die on the vine. But the hidden treasure in you, I might find it.
Joy in your eyes, can I see no tears? Love is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there, my dear, I said.
Love in your eyes, can I see no fear? Joy is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there, my dear. On the magic carpet we will ride. Be no Jupiter to the other side. Be with together, this I need no guide. There is nothing to be ashamed, nothing to go hide. Oh no,
a whole new world awaits. Brighter than the pearly gates, where love is as strong as faith.
And life is about to give up.
Can I see no tears? Love is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there, my dear, I swear.
Love in your eyes, can I see no fear? Joy is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I will be there.
Oh-oh. There is no faking, no heartbreaking. Like a volcano, this a true love is shaking, yeah. In tender caring, we are partaking.
Woman, me feel say big things in all the making, yeah.
Intoxication of a certain kind, boy. I will admit that you suit my mind, yeah. Palpitation of another kind.
Don't fast forward, baby, just rewind, yeah.
Joy in your eyes, can I see no tears? Love is what you're giving me throughout the years. Every time you need me,
I have brought you
to the seat of sweet music's throne.